The Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us that for expressing our devotional service, there cannot be any material impediments. When the lockdown period started, even for a few days or weeks, at that time, devotees were thinking, lockdown is a very miserable thing. Your hands and legs are tied. You cannot go out. Now, what started with a few days and weeks has turned into several months now. But Lord Shiva tells Parvati, in this world, the Vaishnava can be put in any type of situation, and that situation will not pose any difficulty in rendering the devotional service. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati swargapavarga narake shvapitulyartha darshanaha. He said a devotee can be put even in hell. Like Prahlad was practically living in a hellish situation. Vritrasura was put in a asuric body. And how difficult it must have been for him. Such a huge body which was being tortured and killed by Indra. His neck being cut with a vajra. So even in such situations, the devotee of the Lord has no fear. Because a devotee of the Lord is absorbed in remembrance of the Lord, whether in hell, whether in heaven, the heavenly delights and the comforts and luxuries, they do not take away the remembrance of the Lord in the heart of a devotee. Devotees like Yudhishthira Maharaj or Ambarish Maharaj, even Prahlad was a prince, they lived in the midst of royal delights. Those royal delights did not occupy their mind. They were not fascinated by it, nor did they hanker for anything else. So therefore, whether it is hell or heaven or liberation, for a devotee, there is no fear or joyfulness in any situation other than remembrance of the Lord. So, the focus in the path of devotion service is one's spiritual absorption. So, I've been here in MVCC for the last probably almost 100 or 120 days, I think. Probably 3.5, 4 months. And now I'm going to Kunjipere temple, probably for another couple of months there. I had a plan to go ahead to Hyderabad after that for another couple of months. But one of the most important things I wanted to tell all of you that always in this world we all are looking for a comfortable situation. Like one brahmachari was moving out of the ashram, one young brahmachari. So I asked him, what are you going to do now? He said, Prabhu, I will go to my village, stay with my mother and father. We have our own land, our own house. I will do some job and be with parents and be happy there. It's a very comfortable situation there, he said. So, actually comfortable situation is not in having your own piece of land and your house and being with mother and father, eating nice food. I'm going to sleep. Actually, that is a hellish situation for one whose devotional service is hampered. Actually, comfortable situation is that situation where even in the heart of the city, you are breathing polluted air, you are living in a noisy city and a congested city, you are distributing books, you are living in an ashrama crowded with devotees with less space, but you are given opportunity to remember Krishna. So, that place where we can remember Krishna is actually the best comfortable place. That place which makes us forgetful of Krishna, even if it is heaven, the demigods are praying that Nayatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smriti Pramushta Adishayendriyotsava. So, they were saying, Kim Dushkarayar Nakradubhistapo Vratayar Dana Dibirva Dujayena Falguna Nayatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smriti Pramushta Adishayendriyotsava. They said, due to excess sense gratification, even in heaven, we are fed up with the place and we don't want to live here. They are saying, Na yatra vaikunta katha sudapaga, na sadavo bhagavatasta dashreya, na yatra yagnyesha makha mahotsava, surendra lokopi, nava isa sevyata. Even if it is Indra loka, we don't want to stay there. Who is saying? The demigods are saying. So, Indra loka is useless if it is leading to forgetfulness of Krishna. And even hell is most welcomeable if it can lead to remembrance of Krishna. So this is the essence of Krishna conscious philosophy. Tasmat kena upayena mana krishne niveshet. So if we remember this philosophy, we will not count the comforts and pains that we all have to encounter in our life in different situations, but we will always count what is good, what is bad, based on what gives us remembrance of Krishna, what gives us forgetfulness of Krishna. So our ISKCON NVCC is a very beautiful big project, and we are living exactly like what we would be doing in the spiritual world. In spiritual world, living at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, entering variety of services, and with no anxiety of the world outside. This can be the most blissful position for a devotee. Or one may be thinking, oh, I am locked up. All the 8.4 million species are locked up in 8.4 million bodies. They are locked up. But that locked up is only problem for those who want to enjoy sense gratification. For those who want to remember Krishna, any situation is welcomeable. So that is the lesson of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I am proceeding ahead. So those of you who are very sincere, very serious in spiritual life, and you practice without any ulterior motives, you will go on and on and on, and your happiness will be increasing day by day by day. And it will bring us to the point of, you know, boundless bliss. Otherwise, if we are going to see things from a material point of view, then we will never be satisfied in any situation. You go from one situation to second to third to fourth, and we will be ever searching for a better and better situation, and that is the nature of material life. Spiritual life means satisfied in any situation. Material life means never satisfied in even the best of situations. Chitraketu had everything, he was not satisfied. So keep yourself blissfully Krishna conscious and go on and on. The lockdown was extended by a month now, but they may extend for a year also, don't be surprised. It may just keep going on. And as long as we are Krishna conscious, whether it is 1 month or 1 year makes no difference. But the chanting of the holy name is the most vital activity which actually makes our consciousness golden. If we are going to be attentive in doing it, all other activities become permeated by the effect of the chanting of the holy name. Yesterday was such a joyful experience with so many devotees chanting many rounds in the hall below. So this is actually the secret of a joyful spiritual life. One has to make every best possible attempt. We may be tired and feel sleepy, my mind may be wandering, but if Krishna sees the devotee is endeavoring to call my name with attention, then it is he who supplies the bliss, and it is he who can deprive us of the bliss. And everything is in his lotus feet. So let us take shelter of the holy name very carefully, very attentively, without committing aparadhas, so that we progress very nicely and get that opportunity to eternally reside in his lotus feet in this very life, without having to wander anymore to any other place that will make us forgetfulness, forgetful of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki.